Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome back to Habit Hack Your Health. I'm so glad you're here for Habit Hack Thursday. I'm going to give you some quick habit hacks to help you move more throughout your day to really help you accelerate your health goals. And I've been thinking about doing this episode for a while now. You heard our friend Michelle on the show earlier this month. She's the host of Healthy Beyond 40, talking about our metabolism beyond 40 and what healthy habits we can do to support our metabolism when you're an elder millennial like me. It was really useful. Make sure to go back and listen to that. But she said something in the episode that I was like, yes, we need to explore this more. And she said, to move more and exercise less. Move more and exercise less. Gosh, that's so counterintuitive, right? That's so counterintuitive for a fitness coach like me. What we've been fueled with in our mindset around exercise from diet culture to tell you to exercise less. But this makes sense and really kind of loops into that Atomic Habits for Women philosophy that we teach. And maybe that's why it's holding us back from like working out or moving our bodies a little bit more. So let's explore this a little bit more. As I was doing research for this episode, I was wondering, why don't women like to work out? Why not? And there's a few reasons. So 1 in 4 women shy away from exercise for fear of being judged, according to a new poll. I feel that, right? You feel like everyone's going to be looking at you. Spoiler alert, everyone's thinking the same thing. They're only concerned about themselves most of the time, right? But we've also seen that women sometimes feel uncomfortable in the gym, or that they view exercise has to go after like hardcore, sweaty, out of breath, sore for day workouts, right? And honestly, maybe that's your mentality, and you're putting your body under more stress, and that's why you're not seeing the results that you want. When another poll, if it asked people what prevented them from making healthy changes to become more physically active, 38% of the people, the answer was absence of motivation. Spoiler, that's where your habits take control. While 35% reported feeling too tired. Like, I feel that. We're tired, y'all. But many more women, over 40%, reported exhaustion as a reason, compared with 29% of men. Oh my gosh. That makes so much sense, right? We're so tired to open up another thing on our to-do list, even if it's working out and it's giving us more energy, like we talked about earlier in this week's episode about energy giving versus draining habits. Exercise just isn't going to happen, right? It just feels so overwhelming. We're tired. We are tired. And I think what holds us back is even though We know exercise and movement gives us more energy, it's draining to think about what workouts I'm going to do, like how am I going to get there, what am I going to wear, I need the time to get ready afterwards. It's very overwhelming and just draining, right? And especially if you're going at it with the mindset that it has to be hardcore and sweaty and sore for days and days and days. Now, as far as like moving more and exercise less, you would think me, myself, as a fitness instructor, I would get lots of movement in throughout the day. But besides doing like my own workouts, which most of the time are strength focused, or I'm riding on my Peloton, and coaching classes as well, I get a lot of steps in when I'm coaching, I can tend to be very sedentary due to the nature of my job, right? I'm usually sitting behind a desk, interviewing folks, editing podcast episodes, doing one-on-one mentorship calls with our folks that are in our accelerator course. I can sit on my butt all day long. I really, really can. However, let's literally change your mindset when it comes to movement and exercise. Daily movement can serve you so much, can serve you so much. So we talk a lot in my pod course program I just mentioned, a concept called NEAT, okay? So this stands for non-exercise activity thermogenesis. And what this is, it's a personal training term, but it's one of the first things I ever learned actually when I was doing my personal training certification. The NEAT concept is the energy expended for everything we do that is not sleeping, eating, or exercise. So it could be walking to work, typing on your computer, performing yard work, fidgeting, even if you're one of those people that shake your leg every time I have to cross it. That's NEAT. That is movement you're getting throughout the day that is not exercise. So how can we habit hack this? I'm going to give you 10 movement habits that are really creative and don't take up a lot of time to help you get that NEAT effect, where you're expending energy, burning more calories, and moving more throughout your day without it feeling overwhelming, without it taking up time, and getting those full benefits that will compound over time to what you want to see with your healthy habit goals. So let's talk about these 10 habits. So number one, a walking pad or standing desk. I got this for myself for Christmas. I got a walking pad, like a little walking treadmill, and a standing desk. And y'all, I have never felt more productive in my entire life. I mean, I had to stop it to record this. You didn't want to hear it in the background. I don't think I can talk and walk and focus on what I want to say at the same time. But this has allowed me to become so focused while I'm working. I do have some ADHD tendencies, and this has allowed me to stay so much more focused while getting movement in that doesn't feel hard. I'm actually habit stacking it on top of things I'm already doing throughout the day for work. So that's one way to get in more movement. Second, set alarms to get up and move every hour. So this is a really simple habit loop that you can design where you have a cue maybe at the top of every hour of your alarm going off on your phone, or maybe you have a meeting request on your Google Calendar, for example, to get up and move your booty. The routine is actually, you know, walking around. Maybe you do like some stretching or some squats. And the reward on the other side is you're getting that neat effect. You're moving your body and that compounds over time. And I bet you more than likely it'll give you a lot more mental clarity as you hop back into whatever work tasks you're doing. Number three, walk during your kids' sports practices. Oh my gosh, my oldest son plays golf, so I'm able to walk a ton when he has golf matches. My youngest son, when he has lacrosse practices, I can walk around and get a lot of steps in, and especially if there's like another mom there that I vibe with, it's really nice to have that connection piece to walk with them as well. And you know, you can stay close. You can even just walk close by around the field if your kid is really little, or if you just want to be able to enjoy watching them practice and play a sport they love. That's an easy way to get in movement. Number four, take conference calls on the go and walk, right? There's so many great like earphones you can wear, headphones, whatnot, that you are able to take your calls on the go. I'm sure you've heard of other people doing this. You might inspire a coworker as well. Number five, this is simple, park further away. Just park further away. I think we have a tendency, a habit to want to find the closest parking spot. And I'm like, I just park furthest away, and I always park by a cart corral too, because P.S., make sure you are always putting your cart up, friends. That is just being a good human. But park further away. That'll get you more steps into the store and out from the store. Number six, always take the stairs. Simple. Number seven, you know, I had to add a tracking element in here. Then we sometimes have to have the facts versus the feelings, right? Some days I know I feel like I'm going all day, and I look at my Apple Watch and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've barely got any steps in today. So just as a recommendation, like the CDC recommends 10,000 steps a day. But for most people, that's like approximately like 5 miles a day. But on average, most people in the United States only take 3,000 to 4,000 steps per day, which is like 1.5 to 2 miles. So use like an Apple Watch, Garmin, whatever else you wear to track your steps. Get those facts versus just the feelings, right? Number eight, move while watching TV, right? If you're doing a little Netflix and chill, you can walk in place. You can do some high knees. You can do some yoga stretches. You can just walk around and watch versus sitting on your booty. Number nine, do a quick 15-minute cleanup of your home. I love to set an alarm for 15 minutes and like, all right, I got to get stuff done before this alarm is up. Like, this is a concept we use with our kids, right? We set an alarm to be like, 15 minutes, clean up your room as fast as you can to help them stay focused and get it done. Y'all, we need this as adults as well. This is a really great habit hack, and it'll get you moving because you'll probably be rushing to be like, okay, I got to go and put the clothes in the dryer and take them up to my room to fold later. Okay, I'm going to run over here, do the dishes. I'm going to do this. Okay, I'm going to run outside and I'm going to scoop dog poop. I mean, there's so many different chores I know you have hanging over your head. It's kind of that invisible load we carry all the time. So set 15 minutes, get some movement in and feel really great on the other side, getting some stuff done. And number 10. Hey girl, real quick, do you have a habit hacking question for me? Like, what healthy habit should you start with? Advice on creating your own habit loops? What is the Atomic Habits for Women philosophy? Or maybe you have a specific question about your food freedom, mindset, or movement habits? I got you. Go to bit.ly/habit-hacking-question. It's also linked in the show notes for you. And record a message to me with your question. If I select your question, I'll answer it live on the podcast for you, and I'll send you a habit tracker for doing so. Looking forward to hearing from you. Now let's get back to the show. I know I said move more, exercise less, because a lot of times exercise can feel overwhelming. You can also work out from home, right? There are simple workouts you can do at home. There's a lot of free YouTube videos. There's like Beachbody workouts where you can do a 20 to 30 minute workout at home and not have that extra stress. So that's going to definitely allow you to move more and maybe phase into like going and trying like a group fitness workout if that feels good for you, and exploring different types of movement. But if we're doing simple little movement habit hacks like this throughout the day, like that's going to inspire so many other healthy habits in your life, because you're going to start feeling that energy. You're going to start feeling really great in your leggings, and you're going to compound that over time. Now, if you are looking for some free workouts, like I said, I'm a group fitness instructor, personal trainer since 2015. I have a free 3-day at-home workout plan for you. So there's simple workouts that don't take a lot of time. There's 3 videos and a PDF guide. You can go to bit.ly/at-home-workout-freebie to grab it. So this includes like a HIIT workout, a lower body, and an upper body workout. You will need light, medium, and heavy dumbbells to do this, or you can just do it with body weight. You know, I'm a big fan of strength training for women. So these are some fun videos. And of course, always consult your doctor before starting a new workout program. But these are pretty simple and to give you some fun movement for 20 to 30 minutes a day, just 3 days a week. We can handle that, right? So I hope today was useful in you thinking about movement and exercise in a different way. Let's get our bodies moving throughout the day and watch that compound over time, habit hackers. I'll catch up with you next week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen, it's linked in the show notes, to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.